Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, welcome to the podcast. Got my brother Douglas, Dr. Douglas Barlow here.
Or professor if you prefer.
yeah, professor.
either way you want to go.
We're going to be doing an awful lot of professing.
Yes, there you go, pontificating.
Pontificating, right. That's right. We're going to use a lot of big words like mayonnaise. Impress all our viewers. I think we'll get 8 or 10 viewers on this first episode. 7 of them going to be me probably looking at it.
But, yeah, you just keep hitting that thing. Just keep hitting that link.
Get all those views. We've got to get our views up. I got an AI bot already set up.
That's just going to start thinking over. That's weird. Came from the same IP address 1,000 times.
Right. Well, how did that happen? But, hey, you know, it could be like a, you know, multi-level apartment building. Everybody in there watching our podcast, which, you know, is going to happen.
Yeah, oh,
for
bound
sure.
to happen, yes. Bound absolutely, to happen. Yep.
But, you know, Doug, you and I have talked about this for several years. We talked about a lot of stuff for several years.
About people being crazy.
Yeah, about crazy people, about us being crazy. And, circumstances have come about where we got a little bit of time.
We need more money.
we got an entrepreneur a little bit.
Yeah.
Time's getting eggs, $10 a dozen. Time's getting tight. So, but yeah, we've always talked about, you know, putting something together where we could, talk about all the things we really enjoy. We love learning.
Right, okay? Right,
that's,
absolutely.
That's how you become a professor.
Right.
And it's a lifelong endeavor. You know, you're mm-hmm. constantly learning. You can never learn at all. The science is never proven.
No.
It's constantly evolving, and we are constantly evolving. And that's really, you know, what we want to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about anything and everything that we enjoy. And hopefully some of it will be things other people enjoy. You might not get into every episode, but we're going to cover things like everything from
Florida history. A lot of Florida history.
A lot of stuff that's being lost. You and I are now old.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And some of the experiences we had,
But middle-aged for Florida.
yeah, young for Florida. Like, if we went to the Villages today, Doug, we could run a table. And we could live there. We're eligible. Yeah.
Now, people might not know what the Villages are, you know, but if you're from Florida, you know about it.
That's right.
You've heard of it.
That's right. Yeah. But, yeah, we'll cover everything like that, Florida history. I'm a wildlife biologist, and
really a little bit of science, a little bit of sports,
a little bit of science,
a little bit of comedy,
a
little bit of business,
some business.
We're going to have some hustlers on this show, and
we've already got an eclectic collection of guests lined up.
You would not believe. Local superstars. You're going to love it.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a lot of different folks on here, and we're going to hopefully drop one episode a week. That's pretty ambitious to start out, but that's what we're going to try to do. And we'll have the social media pages, you know, for the I need to have that thing turned off all the beeping. But yeah, we'll have social media pages and everything like that, kind of documenting what we're doing. But again, you know, the main goal is to preserve some of this stuff. We're going to have some folks on here that, you know, that
know about the older ways, you know, know how farming's changing the area,
right.
Know how life is changing the area.
Yeah, all of that is going to be just a good thing to capture. And some of the local folks here in Florida, there's no place like it.
No.
You and I both have been all over the world, Doug. And there's just nothing like it. And it's beyond description.
Right. The heat in the summer is beyond description.
Beyond description. You know, I often think about, you know, both of us attended our alma mater, University of Florida.
We both graduated
from University of Florida. And, you know, I think about, like, what is my main memory from University of Florida? And I think for me, and let me see if this resonates with you. But I think my fondest memory, or my most common memory I pull up, is that walking with that backpack.
Walking 3 miles to get to the building.
In the freaking heat.
From the parking lot.
From the parking lot, that commuter lot. You park in that commuter lot, you know, that thing was, what, about 160 acres?
That's the education of it.
That was where I learned.
That's where you get in shape.
That's where I learned, okay, what is Steve Barlow about?
I learned every crack in every sidewalk there. That's what I learned.
Remember, you're walking, you're on that march, and it's uphill, of course. It's always uphill. And you remember there was that one boy, he come by you, he had that little skateboard with a two-cycle engine on it. Remember, it was like a little string trimmer engine.
Right.
And he, and blowing that blue smoke, and he kind of, a little faster than walking, but he just stood there, you know. Did you see that?
You'd see things like that, you know. I don't know where they refilled their gas tank once they got on campus, you know. I don't know how far they went with that thing, you know.
He had a little mayonnaise jar or
something. You tried different things. You tried, because you sure weren't parking by the building needed to go to.
No.
You can forget that.
So, that, a lot of local stuff here, growing up here the way we did in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Lord.
I mean, it's just so different now. Yeah. Things have changed. You know, like right now between Chieflin and Fannin Springs, there's that Beef O'Brady's restaurant.
Right. Who would have ever thought it?
What was there when we were
An old man selling peanuts.
Boiled
peanuts. Bold Pender's mom.
Bold Pender. And he had, his only marketing was a sheet of plywood.
With some misspelled words on it.
Spray painted. Bold Pender's. And it was B-O-L-E-D. Bold. And Pender's. And I remember asking Dad, I said, Dad, is that guy really that much of a cracker? Like, and Dad said, oh, no, Steve, he's very smart. That's just marketing. You know? He just like them Yankees to pull in there.
He had a brisk business there.
Give him extra money because they feel sorry for him. And I think some folks going to feel sorry for you and me, though, on this podcast. And they going to be apt. They going to be apt to want to kick in.
There's going to be a big donate.
Right. Like, man, them boys, if that's all they got going with all the degrees and education
them boys have, if that's all they can do.
But I tell you, that
he bowled a mean peanut, you know.
He
they're did. They're with his son. I don't know what happened to them, you know.
Yeah. They bowled some good peanuts and they lived in
they
a little
probably
shack.
Made a fortune selling that
probably
corner
made,
lot.
Probably made a fortune, sold the peanuts and then sold the land. You know? But you know, that reminds me of another spot, and this was a story that Dad, I don't know if you remember this story, but Dad used to love to tell this. There was a similar business enterprise up in Fannin Springs. You know, when you cross the bridge, there's that little wayside park.
Right.
You know, the DOT park you pull in.
Yeah. On 19, they've had to close it. Yeah.
Picnic tables. Yes. Well, same kind of deal happened there. Dad told me about it. I never saw it. I was too young. But Dad told me, he said the same kind of deal. They might have been related or something. Because same kind of deal. It was a sheet of plywood. And on that plywood, he had spray painted River Cruise $5, right? And Dad told me, the way the story goes, Dad said that a University of Florida alumni, he's traveling through, and he sees a sign, pulls in there. Well, that old guy there, he had a little wooden counter made out of pallets and plywood, you know. Mm-hmm. So he walked up to the counter, and he says, hey, he said, I'm here for the River Cruise. Old guy said, well, it's $5. So, you know, he paid him the $5. And old boy come from behind this little counter there with a baseball bat, hit him right in the back of the head, knocked him out cold, puts him on an inner tube, and then shoves him out into the river. Right? Well, so, you know, that's all well and good. Well, about 10 minutes later, there's this Florida State alum, FSU, right?
Right.
Coming down from Tallahassee.
Oh, I know where this is going.
He pulls in there, same kind of deal. He walks up the counter, hey, I'm here for the River Cruise. The guy behind the counter, you know, he's like, well, all right, well, you know, $5. So he hands him the $5.
He comes from behind the counter,
same thing, whoa, knocks him clean, slap out, right?
Next thing you know, he's cruising down the river.
So he puts him in the tube, shoves him off. Well, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, these two old boys out there in the river, and they bump into each other. And the UF alum, the Gator alum, he kind of looks over at the Florida State alum, and he said, excuse me, sir, but do you know, do they happen to serve meals on this cruise? And the Florida State alum, he says, well, sir, all I know to tell you is they didn't last year. So he'd already been on the cruise. You know, he was like a
return customer.
Yeah, he was diamond level. He was diamond platinum level.
He wants some more of that cruise, yeah.
So, you know.
No, I don't remember that one, Steve.
Yeah, so there's lots of good stories like that from how we grew up and where we grew up that we want to, you know, kind of share with folks and enjoy telling them. And maybe some of our listeners will give us some stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we do want feedback.
Give us a good cussing.
Get us banned on social media. If we don't get banned, then we ain't doing it right. So, but yeah, you know, hopefully, like I say, we've got a good lineup of guests coming.
Outstanding, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, you know, I hope folks will suggest some other people that we can get on as well. I think we're going to have the mayor of Chieflin on here. We're going to have some other local officials. And you know, we're going to have everything from good old boys to elite level scientists right on, you know, all the way in here. So it's going to be fun. And yeah, I think what we'll do too, Doug, I talked to you about this. What I'd like to do is, as we conclude every episode with these guests, and we're going to have some people a lot smarter than me on here. But what I would like to ask, and something that interests me, is I'm going to ask each person, hey, can you give me like a guiding principle? Like, what's the most important principle that's helped you throughout your life? Maybe you've learned it, maybe somebody taught it to you, or a combination of all of that. But what would you say, Doug, and a principle, just to give people out there in the audience an idea, a principle is like a time-honored rule. A good one is early to bed, early to rise.
Well, I say reading the Bible, you know, and I try to read Proverbs every day, and I recommend it to everybody. You know, read a chapter of Proverbs every day, and I just think you can't go wrong.
Yeah. You know, right. Proverbs is an entire book of principles.
Right. It is. It indeed is. Yeah. And everything you need to know to live your life right is in the book of Proverbs. Yeah. I really believe it.
Yeah. That's good stuff right there. And you got an entire book of nothing but principles. And the thing about a principle that I've always enjoyed, and I read, that's the most read book of the Bible for me personally.
Right,
like I've read it over and
over. A man ought to read it every day, a woman too.
Yeah, exactly. A woman three times. See, that's going to get us banned.
We'll
right
be
there.
Banned tomorrow.
Yeah.
FBI knocking at our door.
Black helicopters landing. But, yeah, so those Proverbs, I read them a lot as a young person, and it really shaped my life. And
I did not as a young person. Yeah. That's the problem.
That's the problem. Some of us were late bloomers. But, yeah, those Proverbs are really, really good. And I think you know, if I was to answer the same question, I love what you said, and this feeds maybe right into that. But I think for me, one of the biggest principles that's helped me throughout my life and I've still worked towards is you know, the verse, as a man thinketh, so is he. And to me, that captures almost everything, because, you know, my if I let my thoughts control me, it's all about lack. I don't have enough.
Right. Scarcity.
Scarcity. Mm-hmm. Fear. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Right.
Anxiety.
Right. Right. Right.
That is, to me, the devil.
Yeah.
And my job as a faithful warrior is to face that every day and change that conversation. And that's all between my ears. And that's the biggest enemy I face, is between my ears and where most of my work is. Every day. And so for me, that's been a great thing to always kind of come back to and work on every day. So anyway, we're going to ask that little question of every guest at the end of the show.
Right, right.
And I think that's going to be another great
I think we'll get
thing.
A lot of different answers.
Yeah. And so anyway, that's going to be the show. And first episode will be coming out. Well, this is episode one right here. Right. Anything else you got, Doug?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. We'll see y'all soon. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all costs. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Also, make sure to check out the video version on YouTube. The video version includes bonus content at the end you'll surely don't want to miss. If you have any ideas for future podcast episodes, or if you would like to be a guest, please reach out. We also ask for you to send pictures or any bonus content, and we'd be pleased to add it to the bonus content portion of an episode. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.